literally go to sleep thinking about the harmonies.
I was gonna say, like throughout the like the live and everything, if low-key, like that's a sign that you should be doing like what you want to do if you're constantly thinking about it. I
No.
watched some like motivational video like a year and a half ago, and they're like, most people like we have thousands of thoughts, thousands of observations we make every single day, and the fact that one thing is recurring over and over in your head every single day and it's consistent means something.
That is
So,
true. That
yeah.
is very true. The thing is, like I said, it's just like, I think it's just that switch of mentality of like, it's just going against everything you thought, I thought I would be doing.
But I feel like yeah, like especially since you want to create content and sing, excuse me, sorry, doing covers is gonna help you a lot.
That's why I think I told you that that's something I also wanted to do, like just
Yeah.
doing covers and stuff.
I feel like
Gonna
it's
be.
gonna get like the basics of like creating content out of the way. Obviously you're gonna be able to like to work in like perfect your singing, your voice and everything, and then from there you can
Learn
kind of get as
different
creative
techniques
as you
and
want.
stuff.
Yeah.
What the heck? No, it's sold out.
What's so dope?
DJ Polly D and DJ James Kennedy, like iconic reality TV DJs. Come on now. They're DJing together. That's two different reality TV eras that I love.
Yeah,
Are
I
you
was like,
kidding me?
what in the fuck is going on?
I also did say at one point in my life that I would be amazing at reality TV. Tell me not.
I mean, yeah, you're super reactionary. That stuff is crazy, though. Like, they put
I
people through
know.
shit.
I feel like emotionally, I wouldn't be able to take it.
Yeah. I don't know how you're gonna handle like when they like purposely do something to piss you off.
The thing is, that would be great TV though, because the way I'd be bugging
But
out.
then you're gonna have millions of people laughing and making fun
That's
of all
true,
the shit
yo. I
you're
would be
really
mad
doing.
all over again seeing it on the internet and people
That's
talking
what I'm
about me.
saying.
No,
And you're gonna
no,
see it
no,
months
no.
later because you can't really be on the internet. It's gotta be a.
Nah, that's crazy, yo. No, especially being on a show like Love Island, like
Low key,
they're
I had an
playing with your
idea of doing
feelings.
something like
What'd you say?
that. I low key had an idea like years ago of like getting an Airbnb for like a weekend and doing like reality TV with just people that I know personally. And like just having
What
like
kind
camera
of, what
setups.
would be the concept though? What's the, is it like games or like?
I mean, yeah, it'll probably be a game. I mean, I didn't think too deep. Oh, what the? I didn't think too deep into it, but it would probably be games and like just doing little shit to like get people to mess around and like go crazy and do like just regular reality TV shit.
You could do vlogs in between then while you're doing it too.
Exactly. But that's expensive.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's like that's money, like
Yeah.
let's see.
But we're back, people.
Hello, hello,
Back on the
hello.
live. If you weren't here earlier, we're talking about dream chasing, just things that we want to accomplish or goals that we're going after in the moment. We discussed like if they were scary or not. I think we both said like definitely is there's some fear that plays into it. I know I've been fortunate enough that people like fuck with my content and like encourage me to do more. So like I don't really have a fear of failing or like a fear that like oh I guess I have a fear that I won't succeed, but I don't think of
Yeah.
it as failing.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to look at it. I feel like I should look at it like that.
You gotta be a little delusional, you know? You gotta be a little crazy.
Salulu is the Salulu.
Yeah,
I
where
just
were
looked
we?
up,
Oh.
sorry. I just looked up because I was curious to see what Google would tell me, the AI Google.
Oh,
I
oh.
said, why is following dreams so scary? Following your dreams. Why did it rewrite my question like that? Don't play me. It says following your dreams can be scary because it often involves stepping outside your comfort zone, facing the fear of failure and the unknown potential rejection. That's exactly what we said. Thank you, Google.
Yeah. But low key, that's what I said like earlier, what kind of motivates me. Like getting out of my comfort zone, like doing something new, like that excites me. That makes me go like, ooh,
Yeah.
now I should try for sure.
I just realized I could do this full screen so I could see myself better.
Oh, boom. There you go.
Come on now, girl. This, I'm telling you, this is what be making me feel like an old lady. That's also another thing. Sometimes I'll be feeling like it's like imposter syndrome a little bit. Like I'll be feeling like I don't know what I'm
Oh
doing kind
my
of.
God, yes.
Like I'm like, what am I actually doing? Like, but at the same time, it's like I'm learning, girl. Like it's not like you're doing like it's the same thing where I feel like I'm being not productive, but I'm doing something, but it's just
Yeah.
not like, oh, that's
That's why
really
I
a
don't.
tough one to work through for me. Like it's so like that imposter syndrome is heavy.
Yeah, I think that's probably my real issue. Like a reason why I don't do a lot of like funny videos and skits and stuff. 'Cause a lot of times I'm like, bro, I don't want to be an actor. Like, yeah, I know I'm funny. I know I can come up with something funny, but I'm like, this is not me. Like, what am I doing? And da 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 da. And I just get in my head about it. And I'm like, bro, if I just sit there and create, I'll be fine. But like, have like this imposter syndrome of like, no, that's not you, that's not you. Or even when people ask me about the podcast sometimes, like I just don't know how to answer the questions. All of a sudden they'd be like, yo, I like your podcast. Like, what made you want to do it? And I'd be like, I don't know. I just wanted to do it.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
don't know. And like clearly I know why I want to do it, but it's just like this imposter syndrome that's like in my head of like, nah, you don't really want to do this. Oh yeah, that's not really you. And it's like, damn.
Yeah, I swear. It, I don't know, like is that doubt? What is that? Like
I think so, yeah. It's
self-doubt,
definitely,
right?
yeah, it's definitely self-doubt. And it actually is like a good transition into our next question. How do you handle setbacks and failure? Like, do you think that's what's stopping you? That's what the setback is? It's like that
Yeah,
self-doubt that you
I
have?
literally wrote down here, honestly, I would probably cry. But like, because you know me, I'm not emotional. Like, I would definitely cry, but I would also take that and like learn from it, which would either mean like staying consistent on trying again and seeing what I have to change in order to when I try the next time, what will be better. You know what I mean? Like, I will let myself feel the feelings because that's just who I am. That's what I need to do for myself in order for me to be okay. But I would also try my best to see like, okay, what can I do better in order to like improve or like have a better like understanding of like what to do next, you know? Like, should I change something big? Should it be like small details, you know? Like really pay attention to what your failures are, not so much like on the fact that you failed. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I guess yeah, I know you're not like that into the NBA and stuff, but like last year, this player Giannis, he had got interviewed after a game, and they were asking him because he had lost in the playoffs, whatever, and they were asking him like, oh, like do you feel like he failed this year? And then he looked at everybody. He was like, no, like my team won this amount of games. We tried our hardest. We worked as hard as we could. That's not failing. He's like, failing is really quitting. Like the moment you decide to stop is when you really fail. And that resonated like so much with me that like now that's like again like a part of like my motivation, part of like my everyday of like pushing through whatever I need to do. It's like, oh, I don't really fail until I quit. That's why I always say like I don't really have a fear of failing because I know I'm not gonna just quit all of a sudden. I know I'm gonna
That's a
like
good way
at
to
least
look
try and
at
keep
it.
going. Yeah.
I like
So
that.
I'm like, yeah, ever
I
since I
like
heard
that
that,
one.
I've been like, you know what? Yeah, that's how I gotta look at it. Like just because I don't create something within a week or within whatever time that I put in myself doesn't mean that I'm quitting. It's just like I'm taking a break. Quitting is me saying like, okay, I'm never doing this again. And I haven't got that point yet, so
That would be a rough place to get to, though. Like, imagine.
yeah,
Wow.
it's scary.
Jeez. That's scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the scariest part about having a dream is losing the passion for it.
Yeah.
Damn, that was deep.
Yeah.
Oh
Yeah.
my God. Whoa. Sometimes I just read stuff and I'd be realizing, like, damn, I just cooked. My God.
I'm not gonna lie, I've had moments where like I like sort of lost passion for it, But a lot of the times when that happens, I just that's really when I feel like I'm being really complacent and I'm not moving, I'm not doing anything, I'm not trying anything new. And that's usually when I take like a week off, a couple weeks off, and then I like regroup, come up with a new idea, and then boom.
Really go to sleep thinking about the harmonies.
I was gonna say, like throughout the live and everything, if low-key, like that's a sign that you should be doing like what you want to do if you're constantly thinking about it. I
No.
watched some like motivational video like a year and a half ago, and they're like, most people, like we have thousands of thoughts, thousands of observations we make every single day. And the fact that one thing is recurring over and over in your head every single day and it's consistent means something.
That is
So,
true. That
yeah.
is very true. The thing is, like I said, it's just like, I think it's just that switch of mentality of like, it's just going against everything you thought, I thought I would be doing.
But I feel like especially since you wanted to create content and sing, excuse me, sorry, doing covers is gonna help you a
I
lot.
would, that's why I think I told you that that's something I also wanted to do, like just doing covers and stuff.
I feel
That'll
like it's
be.
gonna get like the basics of like creating content out of the way. Obviously, you're gonna be able to like to work in like perfect your singing, your voice, and everything, and then from there you can kind of get
Rendition
as creative
techniques
as you want.
and stuff.
Yeah.
What the heck? No, it's sold out.
What's so dope?
DJ Polly D and DJ James Kennedy, like iconic reality TV DJs. Come on now. They're DJing together. There's two, that's two different reality TV eras that I love.
Yeah,
Are
I
you
was like,
kidding me?
what in the fuck is going on?
I also did say at one point in my life that I would be amazing at reality TV. Tell me not.
I mean, yeah, you're super reactionary. That stuff is crazy, though. Like, they put
I
people through
know.
shit.
I feel like emotionally, I wouldn't be able to take it.
I was like, I don't know how you're gonna handle like when they like purposely do something to piss you off.
The thing is, that would be great TV though, because the way I'd be bugging
But
out.
then you're gonna have millions of people laughing and making fun
That's
of
true,
all the
yo.
shit you're
I would be
really
mad
going
all
through.
over again seeing it on the internet and people
That's
talking
what I'm
about me.
saying.
No,
And you're gonna
no,
see it
no,
months
no.
later because you can't really be on the internet. It's gotta be a.
Nah, that's crazy, yo. No, especially being on a show like Love Island, like
Low key,
they're
I had an
playing with your
idea of doing something
feelings.
like that.
What'd you say?
I low key had an idea like years ago of like getting an Airbnb for like a weekend and doing like reality TV with just people that I know personally. And like just having
What
like
kind
camera
of,
set
what
up.
would be the concept though? What's the, is it like games or like?
I mean, yeah, it'll probably be a game. I mean, I didn't think too deep. Oh, what the? I didn't think too deep into it, but it'll probably be games and like just doing little shit to like get people to mess around and like go crazy and do like just regular reality TV shit.
You could do vlogs in between then while you're doing it too.
Exactly. But that's expensive.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's like that's money, like
Yeah.
let's see.
But we're back, people.
Hello, hello,
Back on the live.
hello.
If you weren't here earlier, we're talking about dream chasing, just things that we want to accomplish or goals that we're going after in the moment. We discussed like if they were scary or not. I think we both said like definitely is there some fear that plays into it. I know I've been fortunate enough that people like fuck with my content and like encourage me to do more. So like I don't really have a fear of failing or like a fear that like oh I guess I have a fear that I won't succeed, but I don't think of
Yeah.
it as failing.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to look at it. I feel like I should look at it like that.
You gotta be a little delusional, you know? You gotta be a little crazy.
Salulu is the
Yeah,
I
where
just
were we?
looked up,
Oh.
sorry. I just looked up because I was curious to see what Google would tell me, the AI Google.
Oh,
I
oh.
said, why is following dreams so scary? Following your dreams. Why did it rewrite my question like that? Don't play me. It says following your dreams can be scary because it often It often involves stepping outside your comfort zone, facing the fear of failure, and the unknown potential rejection. That's exactly what we said. Thank you.
Yeah. But low key, that's what I said like earlier, what kind of motivates me, like getting out of my comfort zone, like doing something new, like that excites me. That makes me go like, ooh, I
Yeah.
now I should try for sure.
I just realized I could do this full screen so I could see myself better.
Oh, boom. There you go.
Come on now, girl. This, I'm telling you, this is what be making me feel like an old lady. That's also another thing. Sometimes I'll be feeling like it's like imposter syndrome a little bit. Like I'd be feeling like I don't know what I'm
Oh
doing, kind
my
of.
God, yes.
Like I'm like, what am I actually doing? Like, but at the same time, it's like I'm learning, girl. Like it's not like you're doing like it's the same thing where I feel like I'm being not productive, but I'm doing something, but it's just
Yeah.
not like, oh, that's
That's why
really
I
a
don't.
tough one to work through for me. Like it's so like that imposter syndrome is heavy.
Yeah, I think that's probably my real issue. Like a reason why I don't do a lot of like funny videos and skits and stuff. 'Cause a lot of times I'm like, bro, I don't want to be an actor. Like, yeah, I know I'm funny. I know I can come up with something funny, but I'm like, this is not me. Like, what am I doing? And da 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 da. And I just get in my head about it. And I'm like, bro, if I just sit there and create, I'll be fine. But like, have like this imposter syndrome of like, no, that's not you, that's not you. Or even when people ask me about the podcast sometimes, like I just don't know how to answer the questions. All of a sudden they'd be like, yo, I like your podcast. Like, what made you want to do it? And I'd be like, I don't know. I just do it. I
Yeah.
don't know. And like clearly I know I know why I want to do it, but it's just like this imposter syndrome that's like in my head of like, nah, you don't really want to do this. Oh yeah, that's not really you. And it's like, damn.
Yeah, I swear. It, I don't know, like is that doubt? What is that? Like
I think so, yeah. It's
self-doubt,
definitely,
right?
yeah, it's definitely self-doubt. And that actually is like a good transition into our next question. How do you handle setbacks and failure? Like, do you think that's what's stopping you? That's what the setback is. It's like that self-doubt
Yeah,
you
I
have.
literally wrote down here, honestly, I would probably cry. But like, because you know me, I'm not emotional. Like, I would definitely cry, but I would also take that and like learn from it, which would either mean like staying consistent on trying again and seeing what I have to change in order to, when I try the next time, what will be better. Do you know what I mean? Like, I will let myself feel the feelings because that's just who I am. That's what I need to do for myself in order for me to be okay. But I would also try my best to see like, okay, what can I do better in order to like improve or like have a better like understanding of like what to do next, you know? Like, should I change something big? Should it be like small details, you know? Like really pay attention to what your failures are, not so much like on the fact that you failed. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I guess yeah, I know you're not like that into the NBA and stuff, but like last year this player Giannis, he had got interviewed after a game and they were asking him because he had lost in the playoffs, whatever, and they were asking him like, oh, like do you feel like he failed this year? And then he looked at everybody, he was like, no, like my team won this amount of games. We tried our hardest. We worked as hard as we could. That's not failing. He's like, failing is really quitting. Like the moment you decide to stop is when you really fail. And that resonated like so much with me that like now that's like again like a part of like my motivation, part of like my everyday of like pushing through whatever I need to do. It's like, oh, I don't really fail until I quit. That's why I always say like I don't really have a fear of failing because I know I'm not going to just quit all of a sudden. I know I'm
That's a
like
good way
at
to
least
look
try and
at
keep
it.
going. Yeah.
I like
So
that.
I'm like, yeah, ever since I
Like,
heard
I like
that, I've
that.
been like, you know what? Yeah, that's how I got to look at it. Like just because I don't create something within a week or within whatever time that I put in myself doesn't mean that I'm quitting. It's just like I'm taking a break. Quitting is me saying like, okay, I'm never doing this again. And I haven't got that point yet. So.
That would be a rough place to get to, though. Like, imagine.
Yeah,
Wow.
it's scary.
Jeez. That's scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the scariest part about having a dream is losing the passion for it. Damn,
Yeah.
that was deep.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Whoa. Sometimes I just
Yeah.
need up and I'd be realizing, like, damn, I just cooked. Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I've had moments where like I like sort of lost passion for it. But a lot of the times when that happens, that's really when I feel like I'm being really complacent and I'm not moving, I'm not doing anything, I'm not trying anything new. And that's usually when I take like a week off, a couple weeks off, and then I like regroup, come up with a new idea, and then boom, the passion is back again.
Yeah, so, I feel like,
you know.
I think maybe that's why I'm so scared now this time, especially now, like I'm very aware of that part of it, because like I told you, like I used to do mad videos on TikTok and stuff. I literally used to do like the dance videos and stuff. And like I said, I did voice videos. I did like skits to certain sounds and stuff. Like, and I feel like I lost that, especially after like my that one really rough year that I had. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like falling into that, like falling into a depression can really make you feel like you lost your passion. It's really not that you lost your passion. I just honestly, it's like
low-key, you lost yourself.
Your passion for your dream, you lost your passion for us, like, not to be like morbid like that, but like for life in general, you know. And so like you'd have no motivation to do any of the things that you enjoyed before. And I feel like now that, like, you know, especially ever since I started therapy again, which coincidentally was around the same time, that first one that I did with you was like right before I started, but like I had already decided that I was going to start therapy again. And since then I've kind of been like coming back into like, you know, all these harmonies all the time in my head, and like singing all the time, like the actual theaters, like I'm getting back into everything that I used to like before. And like the passion never left.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just like going through something really rough like that. Like you said, it is part of it. Like you will lose that sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's like, if it comes back, at this point, it came back for me. So right now my mindset is like, it came back for a reason. Like you said, if it's a constant thought, it's a constant thought for a reason.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's kind of where I'm at right now. But like, it's like losing your passion, I feel like, is scary for me because I've lost it already. You know, like already once, kind of in a way, like I know what it's like to feel like you lost that. Like, it feels like boring. I feel like I told you in the past, like I was a nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I think that's like another part of the reason, like, I want to try to go to therapy. Cause I feel like a lot of stuff that I deal with when it comes to like content creation, I feel like I'm able to like understand it and like get like a, just help, I guess, from like a therapist, like to give me different perspective on those things. Cause a lot of times, like when it comes to me creating content, especially before we started doing this, like, most of the times I was having a conversation with myself in my head just because I didn't have anybody else to talk to about it. So I was like, yeah, I definitely want to try to go to therapy. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yep. Wow. That was really good advice that he gave me that time.
No, I would never let that go. He was cooking that day.
He was. And unfortunately he was yesterday too, but like, I'm still upset about that one. So I can't believe I have to say no more. Oh.
It's part of life.
Yeah.
How do you usually handle setbacks or failures in your life, like separate from, you know, chasing your dreams?
I feel like the way that I said I would handle it is how I usually do. Like I do tend to let myself feel upset and then like try and see what I can change so I can move forward, or like improve on whatever the situation is that I feel like I had a setback in. And I feel like if I try to improve it and it's still not working with certain things, you know, that, like we said, this is not a part of the dream thing. Like, say you're trying, like there's like a setback in a friendship or something, right?
Yeah.
And you're trying to fix that. If after a certain amount of times, you know, you just kind of got a dip. You do everything that you feel like you could.
Can. Yeah.
So I feel like that's just a good way to look at setbacks and failures in general. Like, feel your feelings about it and see what you can do to improve and move on, or vice versa, whatever works for you, you know?
Interesting enough, I have realized, like, for myself, I learned this more through like me playing basketball. When I have a setback or a failure, I actually try harder and like work harder at the thing. Like, even like this week, I went to go play basketball. And like the first game, I played really, really well. I hit like 4 or 5 shots in a row. Like, I was like feeling it. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm him today. And then the second game, couldn't make a single shot. And as soon, what I mean, as soon as the game got over, I grabbed the ball and went to shoot on the side and just was shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting. Then the rest of the night, I was like, I was hooping, I was playing well, and I was like, okay, like, yeah, like I have the mentality of like, yeah, if I'm doing bad, I suck, whatever, like I'm gonna work hard, I'm gonna like try to progress and like get better at the thing. So that again, like, encouraged me to like keep doing with everything I'm
I
doing.
want to be able to like have that mentality instead of, because I is it like a boy girl thing?
I'm
Because
gonna
I
say
know a lot of the guys that I've
maybe.
spoken to have that kind of mindset where it's just like, yeah, I'll fail, but I have to get up again and try harder. I'm busy.
That was funny.
I'll have to get up again and try a,
Yeah.
like harder or whatever. But for me, it's I always go straight to like, I have to cry about it first. Like I have to be mad about it first, and then I can fix it. Because if I try to fix it while I'm still harboring all of these emotions, I am doing things based off of emotion. You know, my actions are based off my emotions, and then they're just not, they're not always productive, you know, that way. Sometimes, yes, sometimes that does
To
work,
be
but it's
honest,
not like always, I feel like. Especially for me personally, you know how I am. My emotions are very big, so I at least gotta work through some of them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I feel like that's a healthier way of approaching it, because a lot of times when I'm in that mode, I kind of like suppress my emotions and I'm like, okay, none of that matters, let's lock in. So
See,
it's
and
like,
that's why I can't do that, because I didn't go to therapy for 2 weeks, and I felt it like bubbling. You know what I mean? Like, thank God I went yesterday. Woo! I'm just playing. I could have held out, but like, it just, I'd rather go to therapy. I realize how much I
it
have to say, you
helps.
know,
Yeah,
like
but
how
yeah, I don't
productive.
know. That's a good question, though. Like, is that a girl, boy? Because I was gonna say, I think it's an athlete thing. Because, like, most people that I know, like, even girls that I know that like played like softball and that like were like really intense and really into it, they have that
No,
kind of mindset.
you may be right, because a lot of theater kids that I know are very like, oh, I have to cry
Yeah,
because,
facts. Yeah.
so I
Like,
feel
they're
like maybe it
more
depends on what you're
emotional.
into. Maybe it depends on
Yeah.
what you do, how you already handle your life in general. Because like,
Yeah,
say
'cause I
you're in
feel like
theater,
we're.
it only makes sense to feel your feelings. We're dramatic
Exactly.
already. Like,
And in sports, it's like none of your emotions don't matter. What
but
matters the
you gotta
most is what's
walk in.
happening right in front of you. Yeah. So it's like, yeah.
That
Yeah,
makes sense.
honestly, it's probably more of that.
Yeah. Period. Go us for not being like, you know, sexist.
Yeah.
We had to break that down a little bit. Period.
how will you adapt to your approach when your circumstances change? So meaning, like, let's say,
I
like,
was gonna
you're, you
ask,
know,
what do you mean by that one? That was the only one where I
So
was like,
let's say, like, your dreams came true, like you're accomplished, you're, like, you're in your field or whatever, you're the pop star that you said you want to be, and something happens in the middle of the road, right? Let's say you got to change to a different major, to a different label. Maybe you got a, like, your fan base is like trying to cancel you for whatever reason. Like, something happens where like everything you were doing before that got you to the success that you wanted has to change. How would you handle that?
I really feel like it depends on the scenario. Say, for example, I'll answer for say if like your audience is trying to cancel you, right? Depends on what they're trying to cancel you for, you know. I feel like me personally, from how long I've been on the internet and like just being literate in media, you know, I've learned that if you really try to understand where your audience is coming from and why like they're upset, and address it for real, and like really be like, okay, I understand that, you know, I did this, this, and this, and like you take, I really feel like the biggest thing for that kind of thing is like taking accountability, and
Yeah.
then showing change through actions, and not just like that one video apology that they usually do, and then continue on with the same like behavior or whatever. When it comes to like say changing your label, that one's or like just changing a, say like your management, like that's around like the same kind of situation, right? That one's a little bit tough. I feel like I would have to, that's obviously like you have to learn how to adjust, but like what kind of, like I feel like you have to learn like what kind of person is managing you at that point. Like why were you changed? What are the different circumstances? And then see how you can use that to your advantage and not look at it as like another setback, you know? 'Cause I feel like that can happen. Like if something changes or something is different, I feel like I do that sometimes too. Whereas like if something will change or something is just suddenly different, I'll get discouraged. But I think it's a good idea to see like how can this be instead of like this is how it's hurting me. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Okay, what if the situation is like you've been writing your music in a certain way, or let's say even like let's say you're not a pop star yet. Let's say you're making covers and like whatever editing style, whatever thing you're doing is has been working for a long time, and for some reason it stopped and you hit a certain point. Like, how would you change your approach in that situation?
Dang, you have to change up your content, bro. But like that's a whole nother thing where it's like you would have to adjust to transitions and like just like kind of again, I feel like it would be the same cycle. You're kind of repeating another cycle of doing everything to see what works. And then I guess like rebranding, you know? Like, but you can of course, I feel like I would honestly try a few times with the same like thing that I was doing, you know, like see if it was just like a missed video or something like that. And then continue with that for a little. I don't think I would completely get rid of that because obviously I was doing it because I enjoyed it too. But I would maybe try to add like different things in there and see like what works better. You know, I feel like that would be that would be the best way to go about it. You can't just kind of, it's the same thing, go into a relationship knowing how it ended the first time. You can't open the same book and expect a different ending. Like you can't keep doing the
Ooh,
same
that's a
thing.
bar.
That's something I
That's
constantly
a
have in my mind.
bar.
I feel like if you see that something is not working, why continue to do that same thing over and over
Over and
again?
over
Don't
again.
completely get rid of it if you're really enjoying it, but you
Yeah, I
know,
think
try new and different things.
I think the definition of insanity is like doing the same thing over and over again and
Yeah.
not expecting a different result.
Yeah, that one's also a bar. It goes hand in hand, those two.
I feel like
Yeah, that book
I've
one, I don't remember who told me that, but I had that on Instagram one time in like high school and I never forgot it. Like
that's tough. I like that one a lot, actually.
you can't open the same book and expect the same ending. You just can't.
Nah, that's a bar, bro.
It
That's so
applies
tough.
for so many things. Like toxic
That's super tough.
relationships, toxic life cycles, your own personal cycles that you want to break, like anything, literally anything. The best quotes I feel like apply to anything.
Yo, that's such a bar. Like, I keep thinking about that. I'm like, yo, that's so tough.
Why do you think it stayed in my mind for years? It's been 10 years
That
in my brain, okay?
is hard. Yeah,
These
I
are
feel
the
like
kind of things that I feel like I keep in my mind in order to like keep myself like
from going
grounded.
crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've
What
kind
would
of
you
went
do
through
though? Like
this.
what if I feel like, because I know you've done a few different things already, like you've but like in say in all these different circumstances, say what if like your management like dropped you or something? What would you do if that happened?
To be honest, I
Because you
would
don't have a management, I
probably.
don't think would it bother you that much? You don't really have a
Yeah,
management
I was gonna
right now.
say,
Like that's what I'm saying. Like
I'm the type of person where like I would go completely independent and like not give a fuck.
honestly,
And like,
same. I feel that
yeah.
bad.
Cause I feel like that's because, especially now that I'm older and I understand business a little bit better. Oh, my camera died. One second,
Yep,
one second.
I saw when it went when it did that screen. I was like, damn.
But
Oh my God, I almost dropped my coffee on my bed. Ah!
oh my God, better be careful, bro. Yeah, I feel like I've kind of went through that already. Oh no, that's what I was gonna say. Now that I'm older, I understand business a little bit better. Like, especially if I were to make it to any level within content creating, podcasting, or like becoming a filmmaker, I would learn the business as I'm whatever management I'm under, just so when if a situation like that happens, I can completely go and do it by myself, or like find someone that I
That's
personally feel skilled
exactly
to do
how I
that for
feel,
me.
yo. I swear on everything. I promise you that's exactly how I feel. I want to go to like is there like you know how you want to go to film school? I want to go to like school for like music production.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing, to be honest.
I
I
saw
mean,
that there's
it probably
I think
is.
there is for like producing. I've seen it, but like it's like a trade school kind of thing. So it's like I don't know
Look
if I want
into
to do
it.
that. Or if I just want to go on YouTube, you know
Yeah,
what
I
I
would
mean?
say start doing it by yourself, get super comfortable with it,
I
and then
definitely want to
make
start
the
by
switch.
myself because I feel like that way I would learn myself and how I like to do things. You know what I mean? I need to know
That's
that before
exactly
I
why I want
actually
you to
get
do it
into it.
that
Like, I feel like that, I don't know. It's
I
just
feel like that's a better way of learning things. If you like you know how to do it, or like learn how to do it like your own way, and then you learn from a teacher, you learn from somebody else that's been in it. 'Cause then it's not too much of you just following whatever someone's saying. It's like you're understanding what they're saying, you're seeing their perspective, and then like you're
Yeah.
making your own twist to it. And then that should be a better approach to it, in my opinion.
No, I agree.
Is there any other questions or things you want to talk about around dream chasing?
I low-key, did we talk about La La Land already? Right? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know if you want to go more into it, but
I just thought it was interesting how, the
ooh,
reason I
actually,
told you to watch it was the whole like another reason why it's like well, I
is
wrote
it
it here
like choosing the
somewhere. Hold
path
on.
kind of a thing?
It was like between choosing they had to choose between spoilers. Okay, spoilers. Honestly, I had it spoiled for me. They said it was like really, really sad. It wasn't that sad. And this is coming from an emotional person. So I don't know if it was because it was spoiled or what, but it just didn't. I thought it was
It
supposed to catch you off guard, like, but it didn't really catch you off guard. Like it said 5 years later, she was with a different man, and then they showed a whole bunch of scenes of what could be if they chose each other and not their dreams.
ooh.
And so it's bittersweet because it's like you want love, but he had this dream of opening this jazz restaurant so he can continue this jazz legacy because he felt like jazz was dying and he loves jazz, right? She's this actress and nobody will hire her because for some reason every time in her auditions there the casting director is like getting calls and that'll ruin the flow of
The
it and
audition,
then they're
yeah.
just you know and so just like life stuff the way that it happens honestly because that's how it be for real like and there was a point where like I said he got bigger. And so he was going on tour and stuff, and she was like, "Oh, like how long is this gonna last? Like, when are you gonna like be back home and stuff?" And the same time, she's writing her play and like producing it, making sure everything is like up to date and like getting her costumes ready, rehearsing, having the space, renting it out. And he gives her the idea for this because she can't get a role, like she can't, like she's not getting callbacks. And so she finally does it. And he has this photo shoot,
Oh
and
yes.
he chooses the photo shoot and not the show. And at the end of her show, oh my God, this part was sad. The ending was not this, but this part in particular for me was the worst part. Their breakup scene, where oh, it's so sad. This part got me, where he came back. And because he thought the photo shoot was the week after. So he didn't know that he wasn't going to be able to make it. He didn't get a chance to call her, which I don't know if he didn't get a chance. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but like he should have called her if he had the chance. Like you should have found a way, you know? Because now she thinks that you ditched her. And I feel like it was just kind of, if you watch it, feel like it was a little bit of a pattern, maybe from my perspective, because I'm a girl, I don't know. I felt like she kept choosing him.
And he kept choosing his passions.
Yeah, and she was choosing love. And he was choosing his dream. She even gave him the idea of like what she should call his restaurant. At the end of the movie, it says 5 years later, whatever. Actually, wait. There was this one part. This is very important. There was this one part where, they meet back up after the breakup because he gets a call from somebody that went to her one woman show, and it was like a casting director, like a big one, that wanted to form a character around her because she liked the show so much, like her one woman show. And so she went into this audition and to basically talk about herself and like tell a story. And so that's when it cut to like 5 years later. But before that, they had a conversation about like, so what is this? Like, where are we? You know? And he was like, I don't know. And she was like, yeah, I know. Because if we choose each other, we're not following our dreams. Like we gotta do our own thing right now. And so that's after that conversation, they cut. And then they show her with a kid and another man. And you're like, damn. You're like, damn. But if they chose each other, they would have never made it. And they both made it because they didn't choose each other. So one of my things was like, why is it so scary to follow your dreams? Because of the sacrifices. I'm so big on love. Like, I want love so bad too. But it's like the sacrifices that you have to take and to make certain things come true for yourself. Like, choosing you comes sacrifices for real, like in general. But like when it comes to a dream like this, there's a lot of things that you might have to let go of. And that movie made it clear for me. So when I saw that part in particular, like, I wasn't even done watching the movie when I texted you, watch La La Land. Because it was like, it just, I was like, wow, so relevant. What a coincidence. Like,
it's funny. Tick, Tick, Boom is, A Star Is Born and Tick, Tick, Boom are very similar in that. Tick, Tick, Boom. Yeah, it doesn't do the 5-year jump, but like the guy, like he's constantly in like really, really hard, like pursuing his dreams, and like he loses friendships, he loses like love of his life, he loses everything. But the one thing
right now, continue. Sorry,
the one thing he does get is like his dream and like is his goal, but then he passes away after that, so it's like it's super, super sad. And I relate. Yeah, I relate so much to that, to the point where like I've low-key kind of decided, because I've had different women I've talked to throughout like my time of like me committing to content creating and everything, and I've dead ass every time just chose like to continue following my dreams. So I'm already there, Lily. I already made the sacrifices. It sucks. Yeah, it hurts every single time, but it's like, this is where I want to be.
It's hurting me right now, because I feel like I'm letting go of the kids.
Yeah,
it's so sad. I like really thought about it, I think last week, and I almost sobbed at work, like, because it's like, oh my god, I love them so much. I want to see them graduate and stuff, like that's how much I love my kids. But I gotta choose me, dude. If I stay here and watch all of you graduate, I'm gonna fall in love with even more kids, and I'm gonna stay here forever, and I'm not really gonna be doing what I want to do, and I'm not gonna be happy. And all I want is to finally be content with what I'm doing with myself. That's literally, that's the ultimate, for real.
Yeah, it's sucked, because like that has like fully set in for me, and I'm like, yeah, like falling in love. Yeah, like falling in love, like I don't see it happening anytime soon. Like, at least not with my own full commitment. Like, I always try, but then like there's an argument or something that happens, and I'm like, bro, I should be following what I want to be following. Like, I shouldn't even be committing to this for real. And it hurts every time, but it's like, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Yeah.
And I just don't see, unless I meet someone that also has the same passions as me, but then I think I'm gonna fall into like what you said with the movie, where like we're both gonna realize that like it's either each other or the dream, and then we're both gonna end up choosing the dream.
Damn, I'm gonna go watch La La Land and actually cry this time.
I'm like, I'm fully committed to that.
It's no, I have tears forming in my eyes for real. Oh no, no, but yeah, it's like I got mad at somebody for telling me that because I feel like this was also, I feel like this has been coming, like just pushing myself to actually go there and like change certain parts of my life to be actually able to pursue certain things or do certain things for me to continue following my dream. There was this one guy I was talking to, like model photographer dude.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me about that. I think you did.
You know, the tall one that was like a foot taller than me, whatever, that guy. Yeah. I got upset with him. I understood, but I got upset because he was like, I can't focus on like a relationship. Like, I can't be committed right now because I gotta lock in. And not that I didn't understand it at the time, but I was kind of bitter about it at the time. And now it's starting to be to the point where it's just like, I'm not going to have the time. And I'm starting to realize that right now. Like, I'm really not going to have the time. I need to work a job with longer hours. And I also have all these ideas constantly coming to me, which one literally just came to me and I had to write it down because I was going to forget. You know how I talk really fast and I was just talking about movie review for dummies. You know, like when they go really fast and then good one. But yeah, like it's just a constant spiral, like a carousel of ideas constantly all the time. It's just, I'm not going to have time to like talk to you and like do the research and like indulge into the things that I need to indulge into to do what I want to do and like actually pay attention to you at the same time. I can't shit that I did when I was in high school and be on FaceTime for hours. I'm sorry. Like I can't do that. And unless
Lily, you find somebody bad that's,
like, understanding with that, like maybe Lily, they don't have to have the same dream, but maybe they can be understanding and communicative. And but like even that is just like it gets to a point where it's just like
I don't think people can really do that. To be honest, I don't think they can. Like if they don't have a passion that they have, I don't think they can really do that. They can fake it. They can try as hard as they can, but it gets to a point where they want that attention. They want that love from you, and like they ultimately realize, like, oh, like I'm second to this dream, and then that hurts people. It's gotten so bad with me lately.
It hurts when it happens to me, but because I understand it. It's that bittersweet thing. Like, I'll understand it because I'm not following my dream. So a part of me is a little bit jealous. But also, I want some love, bro. You know, like, so it's like, but then I get it. So it's like, I don't stay mad for long. I'm a little bit sad, but I understand. You know what I mean? Like, damn, it's really rough. That's,
Yeah, like it got to the point with me. It was like really, really bad. Where like I'll be talking to someone for like a serious talking, like dating everything, and like let's say I'm editing or something, I will go hours without answering and like completely forget about the person because I was so locked in. And then I'll like go back to my phone and be like,
I'd be doing the research and stuff, and I'd be like, oh my god, I haven't responded to this person in hours, or like a day will go by, and I don't.
But do you send the text?
Sometimes I'll like forget.
Sometimes I will remember, see the person, and be like, they're not that important, and like, and go back to what I'm doing.
I swear to God. And it's not that I don't care about you. I promise you. It's not that I don't care about you. I'm constantly, like, I'll fix you every once in a while, but I'll be so into what I'm doing that it's like, I'll be like, wait, five more minutes, and then I'll answer. And then 5 more minutes goes by, and I forget. And then when I remember again, I'm still, like, doing, you know? And then it's like once I'm like not busy, like okay. But sometimes then, it'll be days. Sometimes it's like that's why sometimes I won't answer you even. And it's not that like I'm not thinking about getting back to you. I promise I'm thinking about getting back to you the whole time. But I'm like I'm locked in right now. Hold on.
That sucks. I mean, I even do the same with family sometimes. Like Thanksgiving, I was editing the whole day. Like I was in my room. Like I wasn't really like outside my family. My mom went to my brother's house. Like I stayed home. And it was like, it's bad. But I've like fully got comfortable with it. And I'm like, this is who I am. This is how it's going to be. It's like, that's how I'm going to get to where I want to get to. Like,
yeah, it's just you gotta hustle.
Yeah.
I remember there was one way I did videos Did you okay? So you remember when we were in COVID and we were still working with the Beacon? How
Yeah.
did you do your lesson plans and stuff, like your club stuff?
What do you mean? How did I do it? What was like my process?
Yeah, because my club was like art or like DIY stuff because we were home.
Yeah.
And so I didn't actually do them. I submitted videos that they could watch because I knew they weren't gonna attend a Zoom, right? So I would film it from like above and I would do whatever I was doing there. And I would like either time lapse it or just like cut it and edit it. But like that was the first time I ever really like, I also kind of did it because I was like, I want to learn how to do the videos from like above, you know? So
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I took advantage a little bit of that.
I
And I'm
think at the
surprised.
time
Did
I
you
was
do
doing
that, or was
leaders
I the
retreat.
only one that did that?
I think you're the
Wow,
only one.
okay.
I mean,
Period me.
because I had leaders and I don't even know what else I was doing, but
I
like I
think
was
something
just
together, but
making.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember anymore.
Was
But
it Y
honestly, I was
Scholars
just
that we
making
did
lesson
together?
plans. Yes.
It might
Yes,
have been. It might have been, right? Yeah.
was it? I know one time we were watching or we were on like Google Earth and we were looking at the planets and shit. But I don't know what the club was though.
I may
But yeah, I
remember
don't know.
that.
Yeah, I was honestly just making lesson plans. Like that was it. Kept it pretty simple for the most part.
I did the lesson plans. I would hand them in, but then the way that I would do the lessons with them was to submit the video so they could watch and do it at home,
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and have like a tutorial. Like it would basically be like tutorials and stuff. I would film tutorials. That was a pretty
yeah.
cool experience that I kind of gave myself and stuff. But yeah, there was always like these moments in my life, like now that I really think about it, where it's like I always came up with like ideas for the videos or like certain angles, and I was kind of always the, like, not I was the only one, but I was always one of the people like coming up with like different ideas to create things like that. And like whenever we had like a video project or like just something like that, I would be like, what about this? Or what about, like, I'm very vocal with those things. So I feel like
Yeah.
I would be like I would be like a good direct producer. Like now it's more like I kind of want to be behind the scenes, maybe sometimes in front of the camera, but like definitely obviously I want to be in front of the camera for my own like videos and stuff, but it would be because I'm doing the videos and I'm making everything
Yeah.
or whatever. That's what more is interesting me right now in this moment in my life, like the actual creating part of everything, which is why I said creating is really like what I'm into right now, like just generally with anything.
Yeah.
I can't decide. There's so much. I feel like now that I'm back into this, I don't know. You know what I
What I'm
mean?
saying. Like, for you, I think low key, like, you're at the best point because it's like you haven't like posted anything. I mean, well, I know you do like TikToks and everything, but like you haven't posted enough to like feel like you have an audience or you feel like you have to do a certain thing. Like, you got like the pretty much at the beginning where you like you can create freely and do whatever and then see what sticks. So,
I'm about to have like
literally
this.
do
I might
whatever
make
you
a break
can.
only 1 week, like right after the after New Year's. Like I'm gonna like work whatever job I like find or whatever, right after that. But during that week, I plan to like do not a video every day, but I want to do something with like just this whole process that week
Yeah.
and be very focused on that since I have that week off and just give myself a little bit of a, this is what it's gonna look like a little bit from now on, you know? Like, but
Yeah, let me
yeah.
know because I'm gonna be off that week too. So let me know if you need help or
Yeah, I'm
anything.
having some ideas and stuff. I was gonna say, I literally wrote down in my book like to come up with like script ideas just now because of like you said you want to be like a the film thing, and I know I want to write stuff, but I have to. I've been looking. I literally there's been times, a few times in the past 2 weeks where I look like I script outlines and I'll look at like movie scripts to see how like they're written and things, like what's exactly is written out, what is specific, what could be improvised, do you want it to be mostly improvised, a lot of these
Hey
things,
Lily,
right?
I got a couple of scripts in my notes I could send you. I got some stuff. I got some
No,
stuff.
I'm being so serious, like I have the weekend, right? But tomorrow my plan is to clean though. Oh, I
Yeah.
gotta put you
Tomorrow
on
I'm gonna be
about
super busy
something.
tomorrow.
Wait,
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you later, but I just remember something. I'm actually
Okay,
writing
okay,
this down
okay.
so I don't forget, but I'm gonna tell you later.
Okay. You wanna start talking about our Spotify and Apple Wraps? Are you close
Yes,
for
I'm
today?
so excited about this. I have it in my book right now, and
Yeah, I gotta go to mine.
I also
Boom.
have my music evolution from 2024,
Boom.
like playlist. I actually so I'm so glad I saved that playlist because everything else that I didn't save is gone now. Ugh.
Right, let's stop with let's stop. Let's start with your top five artists for
My
2020.
first one, my top, no, let's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Let's do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bet. Okay, I like that. So I discovered Chappell Roan this year. She's my
Chaperone.
number five gay icon. HOTTOGO. I don't know if you heard that song. She's a lesbian. But she also does Pink Pony Club. She does Good Luck, Babe. Let's see. I have my Spotify open. I'll see if it's here in this. But yeah, she's really good. I don't know what her genre exactly is, to be honest. Like, I don't really go by genre. If I like the song, I'll listen to it. That's what
Yeah.
I'll say. Like, my year that was very heavily rap was like 2016, 2017, but I feel like 2016 was just a year for that.
Yeah, facts.
It was so good.
Uzi
It
went
was so
crazy
good.
that year.
Oh, Drake
Future
did
went
at
crazy
the time
that
too. And I
year.
think
Drake
Kendrick
went
came out
crazy
with
that
Damn at
year.
that time also.
Yeah, that was around the same time as yeah, Mad. It
Damn
was Mad.
was one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life.
I didn't like it at first. I gotta replay it, but I still am kind of like, eh.
I will say it was influenced by my by a friend. I'm gonna just say by a friend at the time,
Oh.
Brennan. Yeah, he put me on and I was like, damn, this just slaps.
Oh, yeah.
But let's see if I can hold on, give me 1 second. The song that got me was Pink Club. It's about growing up a certain way, and then re very relevant to, I guess, our conversation and just like my
Yeah.
life in general this year. Realizing that, like, you know, the way that you were raised is not what your heart wants. And she's like, she says, LA is calling me, or New York is calling me, or something like that. Let me see what the lyric is. It says, I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens and go day. It's about being gay, but also following your dreams.
Yeah.
For mostly about being gay, because she's a gay icon, but it can also be interpreted that way. Like, you know,
Yeah.
but I really like the song because it resonated with me in multiple different ways. And so that was kind of on a loop. So that explains number five. Number four for me was Rihanna. She's always on my playlist. That's very regular for me. I love her. She hasn't had an album in how many years, and
Yeah,
she's on my top five. Like,
I'm
come
like,
on.
what album, what songs are you listening to?
All of them. It's a few songs. It's not, it's a select few from like different eras, you know?
Yeah, I have
Some very
one
well
Rihanna
known,
album that
some
I
just niche ones.
love.
There's one that I will
Oh.
never get over. I think it's and this was her and Calvin Harris, I will say. But this is not one of my top songs. It's just because I like the song and I listen to it like once a week every year. the Calvin Harris one and her. We is that? No. I'm lying. It's not that one. It's We Found Love is my favorite one.
That's a
So
great
good.
song.
I will never get
Great,
over that song. It's
great
amazing.
song.
That era, I think that album was just so good. But
Yeah,
yeah, she's
Rihanna,
number
she cares.
four. Another old one for me, One Direction. But it's been a few years since they've been on my playlist, obviously.
Yeah, I was like, it's because.
R.I.P. my son Liam Payne.
Yeah, it's because he passed it. Like, he went back to that
Yeah,
music.
right after, no, but I also just usually throughout the year I always have a little One Direction face anyway. Coincidentally,
Okay.
this year was a double one because I already had mine earlier in the year. But you know, he passed away, so I kind of
Yeah.
had to go back and re-listen, and the songs are just so different now. It's very sad. But they were on a loop for a good 2 weeks. Number two is Billie Eilish. My top
she
two.
Had a good year. She had a good year this year.
I was talking to you about her earlier this year, so this is not even a surprise. Like,
yeah. And that album, what's the name of the album that she dropped this
Get Me
year?
Hard and Soft.
Yeah, really good album.
It was really an amazing great. Album. I feel like every album she makes it always sounds so different.
Yeah, so I feel that's why I started fucking with her. I like her.
It never gets old. Like,
yeah,
like it never does.
She's always innovating her music in some type of way.
It's always something new, and I think that's why she never gets boring, and that's why she just is such a great artist and wins so many awards, because it's always new. Like, it's never. It's so many music artists for, out there like, that is like, too, that is like the same thing over and over and over
again. Yeah.
And her is just, I love it. And her background vocals, she loves what she does. And this is another thing. She has the passion for it.
And she's doing it with her brother, right?
Huh?
She like, her brother's her producer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first song they made was when she was 13 and he produced it.